Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of March 21st. Steve Suman prepared this report for us. Well, although it is now officially spring and warmer temperatures are on the way, there's still enough snow out there to get a little snowmobiling or skiing in. I ran into John Detloff yesterday. He says the skiing is still good out there. Greg up at Happy Hooker says, over the weekend, the Quiet Lakes area received 3 to 4 inches of new snow, though it was blowing around and hard to tell. Most creeks and rivers are flowing, waters moving underneath good ice, so as always, you want to use caution everywhere this time of year, as ice depth can vary greatly with spring-fed lakes and moving water. Your fishing licenses expire March 31st. If you plan to do any fishing after that date, get a new license first. DNR fisheries biologist Max Walter has a few upcoming fishy dates for us to keep in mind. Max says, the fly fishing film tour at the Park Theater April 1st, sponsored by the Hayward Fly Fishing Company and benefiting the Wild Rivers Conservancy, is a good time. Come check out an incredible collection of short fishing films from around the world. Tickets are available at Hayward Fly Fishing Company or at the door. If you love trout and trout fishing, there's no better place to be on April 8th than the Wild Rivers Trout Unlimited Expo at Northland College. You can hear great speakers, learn from talented fly tiers, and try your luck at their collection of raffle prizes. The Hayward Fish Expo is April 15th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Wesleyan Church. This event was a smash hit in 2022 with great attendance and loads of fun for families. This is an excellent event for kids who love fishing or who are getting curious about it. And there's food, games, raffles, and lots of fishy fun. The Wisconsin Game Fish season opener is Saturday, May 6th. Walleye, northern pike, largemouth bass, trout harvest season, and smallmouth bass catch and release only, all open on this date. Sure, some years it can be a little brisk on opening day, but there's really no better time to target walleye and northern pike. Panfish fishing can also be excellent during opening weekend, especially if the sun is shining and the water is starting to warm. Max reminds us, don't forget to update your fishing license for 2023. Through May 31st, the DNR is accepting applications for the 2023 elk hunting season. Only Wisconsin residents are eligible. The application fee is $10, and the DNR will contact drawing winners by early June. The cost of an elk hunting license is $49. The 2023 hunting season is in the Northern Elk Management Zone from October 14th to November 12th, and December 14th through the 22nd. Tag holders can hunt during either period. For more information, search elk hunting on the DNR's website. The DNR and Wisconsin Conservation Congress invite the public to attend open houses the week of April 3rd through the 6th. For location details, go to the DNR's webpage and search WCC Open House. Delegates from the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and DNR staff will be available to discuss issues, interests, and concerns, and the WCC will hold delegate elections. Sale of bonus spring turkey harvest authorizations began on Monday, March 20th, starting with Zone 1, and continues through Friday, March 24th. All remaining authorizations go on sale Saturday, March 25th. No bonus permits are available for Zones 6 and 7. Hunters can use the online licensing center or visit a licensed sales location. Sales are on a first-come, first-served basis, one purchase per day. Cost is $10 for residents, $15 for non-residents. If you'd like more information, search turkey hunting on the DNR's website. All right, let's go to the trail report. Sawyer County snowmobile trails are open, groomed, and in good condition with a base of 8 to 12 inches. All lake trails are still staked except Lake Hayward. Grooming continues as weather and equipment allow. You can check the Groomer Tracking Systems app for the most up-to-date groomed trails. Plan your ride ahead by checking businesses for seasonal closures and enjoy the late season riding. Washburn County's trails are open, groomed, and in good condition. They've got a base of 4 to 8 inches. This is a section from of Trail 25 from County Highway D heading north to Nice Lake Road, which remains closed. If you see trees or debris on the trail, contact Washburn County Forestry. Their number is 715-635-4490. Cable area trails are open, groomed, and in good condition with a base of 8 to 12 inches. Watch for a Trail 4 reroute through Mason. Lake trails remain staked, but ice depths vary this year, so always use extreme caution. Rusk County's trails are open, groomed, and in good condition, base of 8 to 12 inches. Road crossings are soft and muddy, but trails remain good to excellent. Trail 12A between Bruce and Weyerhaeuser remains closed, and the alley on Trail 116 in Ladysmith is bare. The Berkey Trail is open, groomed, and in good condition with a base of 8 to 10 inches. Crews will no longer groom the entire trail. They're focusing on sections around Hatchery, Double O, and Telemark. Well, here's our fishing report. Crappie fishing is good to very good. Fish are starting to transition from deep areas toward shallower spring spawning sites. Look for them in basins on deep weeds and weed edges and other structure, and check the entire water column. Baits of choice include crappie minnows, waxies, and plastics on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks. Bluegill fishing is good for the few anglers hitting the ice. Fish are scattered from shallow to deep on weeds, basins, and flats, and slowly starting their move toward shallow spring spawning areas. Waxy spikes, plastics that mimic any hatches, and gulp baits on small jigs and teardrops are all working. Downsizing is often the answer for reluctant bluegill. The perch fishing is good, and it's improving on flats and areas disturbed by moving water, but you want to, of course, use caution on that ice. Locating the fish can be a challenge, but action is good if you do. Fish are taking a wide range of baits at any given time, so bring an assortment. Jigs with live bait and plastics, spoons tipped with minnow heads or waxies, and tip downs are all working. Here's some more dates to keep in mind. You got it. If you have an ice shanty on inland waters north of Highway 64 on Lake Michigan, Green Bay, or Lake Superior, you missed your deadline, man. Get it off. The deadline was March 19th. Crow season closed yesterday. Spring started yesterday, March 20th. March 31st, your fishing and hunting licenses for 2022-23 expire. New licenses are available now on the DNR's website or at license sales locations, and they're effective immediately. You don't have to wait for March 31st for them to be effective. April 5th is the full moon. April 10th through the 13th are the DNR's Fish and Wildlife Spring Hearings. April 15th and 16th is the Youth Spring Turkey Hunt. See regulations on the DNR's website. On April 30th, otter hunting and trapping close in the North Zone. Early catch and release trout season is open now and goes through May 5th. That's it. If you want to know anything else about what's going on in the area, you're going to have to check the events calendar on haywardlakes.com or haywardareachamber.com. If you have a question for me or Kitty, give us a call down at the office, 715-634-8662. Is the Chamber of Commerce's number. Hayward Lake's number is 715-634-4801. Hey, have a good week. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Bye.